So in front of you, you have one of the tables of the last civic education study undertaken by the IEA. And you can see that those studies are helpful in the first place to describe how is it that different countries, in this case, do civic education. How do they approach civic education? So what you see is that in only some countries, about half of them in this chart, is civic education a specific subject in the curriculum and it's compulsory. There are no countries where it is a specific subject which is optional. In most countries, third column, you can see that civic education is infused throughout the curriculum so that the curriculum in these countries think about the language arts curriculum, the science curriculum, the history curriculum, the social study curriculum as the places in which civic knowledge and skills can be developed. But you can also see that in many of these countries, people think about the culture of the school as a teaching context to develop civic competency. So assemblies and special events are activities that are designed, intentionally designed, to promote civic competency, extracurricular activities. People think about the classroom experience as a very important way to develop competency. So one of the things that any of you interested in developing policies around civic education could do is, first of all, examine what is it that different countries are doing, and then hopefully examine and with what results. And what I'm going to argue and what I develop in more detail in one of the readings in which I talk about the transfer is we shouldn't, from these cursory examination of differences, simply say, well, I like what France is doing with civic education, I'm just going to adopt it. But we should have a series of criteria to help us decide in what way could we intelligently transfer practices from one context to another context. I'll be saying more about that throughout the rest of the lecture.